Well, we get into a super blowhardy open letter to CNN.
More importantly, you alert me to a situation that I did not understand existed.
I should get a Pulitzer for the dots that I connected as far as Trump and Biden go in this next episode. Yes, Drew?
Yes, and the language was especially impressive.
Thank you. And the CNN guy wrote the open letter to his newborn son. All right, so get your vomit buckets ready. First, I'll tell you about LifeLock. The FTC's got 100-plus reports of identity theft linked to the pandemic. Unfortunately, many laid-off workers discovered their identity theft victims when they filed for their unemployment. So sad. And let's protect ourselves. And let's get LifeLock. It's 2020, people. You're online all day, every day, doing all your purchasing online. It's saving your life now, but you need a little insurance so your identity doesn't get stolen. You don't get your world hacked apart by the computer hack. So take care of yourself. Use LifeLock. If there's a problem, they have dedicated specialists, and they will work to fix it. They're the best. They're LifeLock, right, Matt?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. LifeLock can see threats that you might miss on your own. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year. Call 1-800-LifeLock or head to LifeLock.com. Use promo code Adam. That's promo code Adam at LifeLock.com for up to 25% off.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but going to mandate. Get it on and welcome to the show. Adam Carolla, Dr. Drew there. Board certified physician. I want to thank TommyJohn.com/ADS for sponsoring the show and LifeLock.com as well. Drew, what's going on?
Yeah, buddy. So I want to talk about a couple things. One was, you know, we've been talking about the way the press is reporting stuff and the crazy panic porn. Did you see about a week ago, though, that conversation about young people having strokes? Young people are having strokes. Did you see that?
No, I didn't. Oh, I didn't see that.
It was everywhere. Gary, did you see it? Am I overstating that it was around for a couple of days?
It was around quite a bit.
So
I don't even. My thing is, like, if they say something, I don't even believe it. I mean, like when I see the article, like, you know, Trump suggests ingesting Clorox, hazardous material hotline overwhelmed with, and I'm always like, yeah, it's not, they're not over. Well, like, and I always just read the article for fun. And it'll be like last year, this time they had 13 calls. This year they had 23 calls. And I'll be like, yeah, okay. That's nothing.
And I actually, I got confused about that whole story, actually, because I didn't hear it. And people were like, what? You didn't hear what he said? And I thought, well, let me look up the transcript. So I looked up the transcript, and maybe I'm missing something. Help me if that's true. Hold on. I want to pull up the transcript and you tell me. Of course, I can't find it.
Now, I'll fill in here. Look, believe me, these same people, and this is why you can't do this. Are you listening, everyone? Are you listening, Drew?
Yeah,
when Mitt Romney was running, you know, 6 years ago, he made some sort of offhanded remark where he's like, what do you mean I don't employ women? I got tons of women in binders. And they went, you have women in binders? And it's like,
right.
First off, it's Mitt Romney. Right. He's a Mormon. He doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke. He's been married to the same woman for 47 years. Okay. Number two, he said something where he didn't say, I have women's names in binders. He said, I have women's in binders. You know what? I'm smart enough to decipher what he's saying.
I hope so.
I don't picture a giant binder with a bunch of women in it. See what I'm saying?
Yes.
Now, I just remember that story from when Mitt Romney was running. And I'm like, look, people misspeak all the time. And there's stuff that transcends women in binders, but Trump just talks that way. You know, he just talks off the cuff, extemporaneously, and he just does that. So I always hear it through that filter. Do you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
I don't launch into action if I hear him talk about injecting something or something like that. I go, that's Trump scatting. I have a I have a context for it. Now you can love it or you can hate it or you can hate it and hate it, but you still have to give it a context.
When I looked it up, I couldn't understand what people were freaking out about. When you read the transcript, he's just scatting about injecting light, this research that's going on at Cedars, where they're injecting essentially UV light down a trachea and trying to see if that can have an effect on the viral production. And he said,
he says something about injection and cleaning fluid and whatever, and you can build a bridge or they can be next to each other. But here's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't know a human being who would wonder out loud even about injecting Clorox into the human body.
Right.
I don't know that anyone this side of a Nazi war scientist would suggest that, especially into microphones as a call to action.
Right.
Now, what you can do is you can go, this cleaning fluid is effective, and they're talking about injections. I don't know, light injections or the cleaning fluid's effective, you know, and you can connect things and you can put them together in such a way where you go, it sounds like he was suggesting, but here's what I do. I go completely off of context and who is speaking. So right. It's a way for me to have clarity.
Right.
And since nobody would suggest injecting chloride into your veins, and especially they wouldn't do it into a microphone with a bunch of cameras around them, then that's not, it could have come across that way, or you could technically assemble it that way, but there's no way that was a call to action. And to pretend like it was is disingenuous. But to me, it's no different than they'll let you grab them by the pussy. That is not you suggesting verbatim what you have been doing, your actions. That is you using hyperbole and whatever else you have to suggest what you could get away with. And if you read it that way, then you're not reading it correctly. And if you're not reading it correctly, it either means you're bad at reading or you have an agenda. That's what it means. So if you're going to, well, let's put it to you this way. The exact same group that was all in on the Billy Bush grab him by the pussy, like he's bragging about assaulting women on the streets of Manhattan. First things first, again, it doesn't make sense for him to do that. That gets you thrown in jail.
Right.
And by the way, you know who did grab him by the pussy?
Who?
Biden. Joe Biden.
Is this one of the implications of that? What's her name? Reed.
If you listen to her story as she recounts it, she was grabbed by the pussy.
Jesus! Oh no.
Well, Gary will get the transcript, or he'll get the podcast, or whatever it is. But if you want, I don't know if Trump wants to work this angle in the campaign, but we got a real pussy grabber on our hands here. Like we don't have Billy Bush bragging on a bus. There is according to her telling of the story, this was a pussy grab. I don't know if you're aware of that.
I'm not aware of it. It's awful.
It's also interesting that the same group that went nuts on the invisible pussy grab haven't really picked up on the actual alleged pussy grab, which is an interesting concept. But look, here's the bottom line. Everybody deserves due process, and everyone deserves their day in court, and everyone should be heard. Every woman should be heard, and everything should be processed. All I'm saying is this. You can't have two standards.
Right.
You can't have two. You can have two standards and be a citizen, but you can't have two standards and call yourself a news outlet. If yeah. you're going to go ballistic over Trump bragging about grabbing women by the pussy and then announce that's what he does, that's fine. You must be equally as outraged when Joe Biden is accused of. Now, one is one guy talking and the other guy is a victim talking, not the person. There's a difference, I suppose, but you could make an argument both directions. Like you have yeah. a woman who says this is what happened. So as far as the news outlets go, I now look at everything with my arms folded and a raised eyebrow. I don't. They did it to yeah. themselves.
It's gotten to that point, right? I mean, like I said, when we opened this conversation, when the week opened up with them, strokes and young people, I thought, okay, don't believe it. Just don't believe it. I know there's something more of the story, and they're not telling you. And that's that. You know, and that's, shouldn't they be upset about that? You know what I mean? Shouldn't that be like they're...
I don't, again, I stopped holding every news outlet to any standard. I'm now just blaming adult human beings who are educated. That's my new move now. I don't blame them. They want ratings. They're fire fanners. They sensationalize. Some do a better job of it than others, and you can tell because if you watch CNN, all it is doom and gloom, COVID-19. If they start talking about this doctor has some positive news or whatever, then I will start believing them. That's how it works. Gary, do you have the... there's two things for Gary to look for.
I'm reading the transcript here, and there's a link to a SoundCloud of it, but the problem is we would have to find the exact part together. I can't listen to it independently because of the way we're set up for the Zoom.
Hmm. All right. Well, I remember hearing it. Biden asked her to bring over an athletic bag.
Yeah.
She brought it by. It was a warm day. She was like wearing a skirt, but not wearing pantyhose as people used to wear back then. She like approached him to drop off this gym bag, and he basically grabbed her pussy.
It's too much.
Yeah, she says
that's the story.
I can read you the quote here. It was
It wasn't an accident. Like his hand accidentally failed or whatever.
No, here's the section that is in question. I remember it happened all at once. This is the quote. I remembered it. It happened all at once. The gym bag, I don't know where it went. I handed it to him and it was gone, and then his hands were on me and underneath my clothes, and then he went down my skirt and up inside, and he penetrated me with his fingers.
Oh my god.
Grab by the pussy, Drew.
Oh my god.
If Trump had any balls at all, he would just do a whole campaign of the real pussy grabber.
Well, isn't it interesting? We've always claimed that a lot of the stuff that we're seeing that people are claiming in other people are just projections. And this, I would never have expected this to be part of it, but there it is.
Well, look, Gary, I don't want to be accused of partisanship here, but that's about as close to grabbing by the pussy as you kind of get, right? I mean, an actual grab by the, I mean, there is no grabber by the pussy kind of thing, but I mean, as close as you could get to that, that's what he's being accused of, right?
Yeah. I would say penetrating a woman with your fingers is about it. Maybe even beyond grabbing.
Yeah. It's worse. I mean, it's one thing to sort of put your hand there. It's another thing to do business.
Business. Well, not if you're, especially if you're not open for business. That's for damn sure. So there you go. And we'll just see if the same outlets who did 17,000 stories about grab by the pussy were equally as excited about an actual grab by the pussy.
I saw Alyssa Milano turn around today on Twitter and say, well, we have to believe her. It's a Me Too. We have to listen. So let's hear it.
All right. Well, she's been shamed. Yeah. She's been shamed back the other direction. That's interesting.
She didn't go full Kavanaugh, but she said we have to listen.
Okay. Well, that's a step toward reality. All right. Am I the first person to break the grab by the pussy story?
For to me, I don't know how I missed it, but there it is.
Well, no, the juxtaposition between the Trump and the Biden. That's kind of the interesting link here. The actual grab by the pussy story. Again, it's all alleged.
It's too much for my brain. I can't handle it. It's too crazy.
It's crazy, right? Now, again, here, everyone, let me be crystal clear. I am not indicting Joe Biden, and I'm not building up Donald Trump. What I'm trying to point out is an inconsistency in how the news agencies report on it. That's what I'm pointing out. I don't know what either one of them did, and I'm not saying they did it. I'm saying, as it's reported, I want to know the inconsistency of how it's reported. That's what interests me. The other part, that's for the laws and the witnesses and the attorneys and the system to get involved with, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay. Let's see. Let me hit Tommy John here. Tommy John, over the next few weeks, we'll all spend a lot of time at home. That means comfortable loungewear and underwear. Tommy John's offering 20% off your first order. Oh, this stuff is so good. I'm wearing my Tommy John underwear right now. It's the best.
You always do.
I do. When I sit on my rowing machine, I can see it. I wear the long ones. I can see them peeking out underneath my shorts. It's a sexy look. The softest, most breathable proprietary fabrics perform like nothing you've ever worn. No roll waistbands, no wedgie guarantee, visible panty lines for the ladies, no visible panty lines, a quick draw fly for the fellas. And look, it's the best, most comfortable underwear, undergarments, loungewear, t-shirts you're ever going to wear. It is the best. It's Tommy John, right, Matt?
For a limited time, go to TommyJohn.com/ADS to get 20% off site-wide plus free shipping. That's TommyJohn.com/ADS for 20% off site-wide plus free shipping. TommyJohn.com/ADS.
Hey, Gary, there's a great letter. And Drew, I don't know if you're one of the things I drilled down on, or one of the things I'm most interested in and even enthusiastic about is the grandiosity, the narcissism and the grandiosity and the sort of public announcements of how great we all are and what great heroes we are. I'm very, very interested in that subject. And thus, whenever somebody writes an open letter, I'm always interested in that, you know, like an open letter too. And then they put it out there. But I'm always like, I don't know. Do you need an open letter? Couldn't you just communicate with that person? But my favorite grandiose move is the open letter to your newborn son or whatever that is. You know, that one where it's like the kid's 4 weeks old. Who is this letter? Can't you communicate? Either you can communicate with your son or you can't. I was listening to this thing. I don't know where it was published, Gary, but it was like the climate scientist for CNN wrote an open letter to his son. And it was the most douche-worthy, grandiose fucking thing I've ever heard in my life. And I'm enamored or slightly upset with it. Do you know why that is, Drew?
Wow, his name is River.
Dearest River, listen to the parade of douche that comes from this guy's mouth. Now, here's the thing. I'm all for communicating, but what I'm saying is nobody, look, when somebody asks you a question, you should give an answer or you should speak your mind or have your opinions. My thing is like, you don't need to write an open letter to a creature that can't read your letter. Right. But I guess when the person's older, they could read the letter. But it is such insane grandiosity. I don't know why. Why isn't it punished more?
The smell of your snowy crown. And I wanted to read more. The smell of your snowy crown.
Well, you can find some select beats in there about, you know, bringing you into this world dominated by fossil fuels, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, how
no longer great.
Sorry, we can't hear you. Go ahead, Drew.
That I'm sorry, the Great Barrier Reef is no longer great.
There's some other better lines in there that you have to look at, but this notion of like, there's one line in there, like instead of milk, sorry,
here it is. Instead of milk, yeah, go ahead, read it.
Instead, the milk in your bottle was warmed by dirty ancient fuels. And as a result, you will learn to walk on a planet that has never been this hot for humans. Okay. this thing of like, anyway, you look through it, Gary, you find some great lines in there. This thing, there's one line in there where he's like, we burnt fuel for no reason. It's like, no, we had some reasons. We're trying to develop as a nation.
Funny you would bring this up. I just saw, was it a text or an email that actually I sent it to Scott Adams. Michael Moore has a film out now. He's not in it. He produced it, where he talks about the economic reality of green energy and that it doesn't pencil. And now he's being condemned as dangerous.
Well, here's the thing. When we started burning fossil fuels, and let's just stick to the automobile, we did not have catalytic converters. It was just a technology we didn't have. We didn't have a lot of technologies that would clean up what was coming out of the tailpipe. Yep. We didn't have it, but we worked pretty hard fairly early on that problem. And by, you know, 1979 or 81 or whatever it is, we had a 76, whatever, we had a catalytic converter, but we didn't have the computers that worked on the timing and other things that would help cold starts when it polluted the most. But we kept going at it. And then at a certain point, I think GM came out with like an EV1 electric car in like 1993, but it wouldn't have worked for the masses. We didn't have the infrastructure. We didn't have the battery, the technology and the batteries. You know, we didn't have it. We didn't have enough range and blah, blah, blah. Now we're at the point where my kids are going to turn 14 in a couple of months, and their first cars when they're 16 are probably going to be electric cars, because it wouldn't make sense 2 years from now, with the speed that we're moving forward, not to get them electric cars. The range is there. The price point has come down. Fine. We shall take care of these things. But here's the problem. You saying we need to exist off wind and solar in 2020 is the same as you saying we need to have electric cars in 1993. The technology may not be there, but we should still move forward. And we always do. We cleaned up all the exhaust that was coming out of the back of a Honda now till it's almost nothing. It's, you know, way less than a lawnmower. And now we're going to have nothing coming out of the exhaust pipe.
Here's more. So we burn gasoline for no good reason.
You got to read the line above it. Read the line above it.
Take it slow.
Go ahead.
Take your grandma, Pat. She believed the stories in a very old book with such passion. We followed her dreams from her home in Wisconsin all over the Bible, where the heroes were Jesus, cowboys, and oil men. That sentence doesn't make sense to me even.
Go ahead.
We believe the stories in a very old book. I think he means the Bible.
Right.
We followed her dreams from our home in Wisconsin all over the Bible Belt, where the heroes were Jesus, cowboys, and oil men. Okay. So we burned gasoline for no good reason. We left prosperity gospel megachurches, tied a rope to a dirt pipe, and belly surfed across a sod farm. We rooster-tailed across Lake Tenkiller on two-stroke jet skis and cruised mall parking lots in muscle cars singing, "The road goes on forever and the party never ends."
All right. Wow. We burned gasoline for no good reason. Like, hey, douche, the reason your Trader Joe's is filled with your fucking favorite food is because of why? Is there a shelf stocking fairy, or are those 18 wheelers powered by diesel fuel that are bringing the new formula for your new Sun River? What powers those trucks? Good vibes? is that no good reason that those guys are driving those trucks with the diesel engines in them? Isn't diesel power and fossil fuel keeping us alive right now? Yes.
Yeah.
Just drop the sanctimonious bullshit. That's all. We can all agree that we love our environment, and we can all agree that we want to move forward, but let's stop crowing, hero. Jesus Christ. The fact that they are 45-year-old guys like this on the planet with college degrees is fucking scary to me. It scares the shit out of me. These people are making policy.
But let's be clear. You're not saying that you are against paying attention to these issues. You're against the crowing, right? And I'm so worried about how everything is partisanized, politicized. I don't want to be a part of it. I sit squarely in the middle, and I'm just looking at people's behavior. And I hope we're making that clear. We're more interested in why people allow these things or do these things or get, you know, don't hear themselves when they say these things, you know, the kind of cognitive distortions that are everywhere are crazy on all sides, it seems to me.
No, it's more on the left, but it's still an equal opportunity killer.
Yeah.
It's more on CNN than it is on Fox, but it's still, we're all human beings. So it's going to be part of all of our patchwork.
I mean, you and I talked to Neil deGrasse Tyson, and he said the global warming, we're going to solve that. No problem. We have way bigger problems that we have to think about. This one we're going to take care of, including nuclear and carbon scrubbing and all these things, and we'll just take care of it.
No, I agree. Look no further than the tailpipe analogy that I made 10 minutes ago. That's what we do. We mobilize, we use technology, and we take care of problems. But proselytizing about it and crowing about it doesn't really get it solved. It's some guy who has an engineering degree. Those are the guys who solve these problems. And by the way, we solve them because we have an incentive. And it's not you crowing, hero. It's financial incentives that helps. And the government can be involved with that incentive. You know, they can say your average gas mileage of your fleet by 2025 should be 31 miles to a gallon. Like, I'm for that. There's a role for government in this. It's just not the role. It's a role. That's what I'm saying.
Well, did we get, by the way, that MSNBC tape, Gary, that we were talking about on the last show?
Yes, I do have it here. Is it the one about Florida or Ventura that he's referring to?
Florida.
Okay, here we go.
I want to get back to the point you made about where Floridians stand on the prospect of reopening. As you know, after being very slow to shutter parts of Florida, Governor DeSantis has not given a timeline yet for reopening the state. Beaches are open, some of them again now. But that polling shows 80% of Americans would not go to public places if restrictions were removed. Do you think it is responsible for counties to open beaches? I mean, are the open beaches being patrolled sufficiently to ensure that people are social distancing, that they're not just lying there trying to get a tan?
Wow. Jesus, bitch. What? Move to fucking China, would you? Just make sure the people aren't just laying there.
Florida right now and see how Florida's doing, because it seems to me actually Florida did okay through all this amazingly.
Well, There's an article out there, Gary, maybe not for this show, but there's an article out there. It may be the Wall Street Journal that just basically looks at looks at states or countries that close down earlier than later. You listen with both ears, Drew. Yeah. And they're not finding a big difference. So I think the thought is the sooner you lock down, the better the outcome was. But but LA locked down before New York and we had a better outcome. But Florida locked down after New York and has a better outcome. So maybe there's not a direct line. So once again, LA goes first, we do better. New York goes second, they do worse. Florida goes third, they do better than New York. And that's a different, the land is different, different topography, you know, different demographics, different housing, different everything. I get it, but maybe we should be factoring that in.
Yeah, and it's a little more protracted in Florida in terms of the duration of their outbreak, but it's very low key. It's very low key. So something else seems to be going on there. And then we still don't know the full impact of season and whether summer's going to do anything here. You know what I mean? It might change the way this virus spreads.
How have your patients been doing with this? And do you know anyone who's got this?
Oh, yeah, I've seen a number of cases. So
how are they doing with it?
Well, some well and some not well at all. So that's what I want to talk about. I want to go over this thing from last week, the ER doctors. We didn't finish that conversation, but the ER doctors that were claiming that it's no worse than the flu.
Yeah. All right, we'll do that. Let me hit LifeLock here. The FTC got 100 plus reports of identity theft linked to the pandemic. It's sad, but look, these guys are scammers. They steal your identity. They'll try to jump in on any pandemic they can. Yeah, a lot of laid off workers are getting their identities stolen because they're trying to file for unemployment. It's sad that at this time, these identity thieves and hackers would prey on these people, but they're bad people. They're bad actors, and that's what they do. It's important to understand how cybercrime is affecting our lives. Identity theft's another serious issue. Someone's identity is stolen every 2 seconds. You could miss certain threats. If you're just monitoring your credit, you got to get LifeLock. It's 2020, people. You're online. You're shopping. Protect yourself with LifeLock. Right, Matt?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. LifeLock can see threats that you might miss on your own. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com. Use promo code Adam. That's promo code Adam at LifeLock.com for up to 25% off.
All right. We'll get into all that stuff in the next show. Also, if you want to pre-order my book, go ahead. I'm your emotional support animal. You can just find that online, Amazon, I guess. If you'd like to check out some of my stand-up, it's all free at our YouTube page. And you can go to Chassis, 2 S's and a Y, and get some Blu-rays or all those movies we've made. Drew?
DrDrew.com. Don't forget the Dr. Drew podcast. It's over there and After Dark. Check it all out.
So, till next time, Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.